And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great guest for you today from the Pacific Voyager out of C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. We have Max Nui. He is going to be a fantastic guest. He's got some insight and had a fantastic season. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 Microfilament Braided Fishing Line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8-carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered, 4-color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
Power your boat with Norsk Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorskLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norsk Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, well, you said it best, man. Great to have Max in there. We kind of talked about it yesterday that this is my favorite time of year to get to do Let's Talk Hookup because, guys, you know, yesterday having Taro in here, today having Max, like, these are guys that are their boots don't come off of the deck of the boat for damn near the whole summer. So
yeah,
it's pretty rare to get to talk to a great bud and a great fisherman, and we're just looking forward to having Max for a couple hours this morning, and this is the time of year that we get to do that.
Morning, Max.
Morning.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, great to have you. So quite a season, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was very, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is the boat tied up? You guys kind of done? Or?
Yeah, we wrapped up last week pretty much. We had a few last three trips. We had to cancel the weather, unfortunately. Just bad timing on that, but our season's done. We'll be starting maintenance in the next couple weeks.
Okay, cool. And so when are you going to start fishing again?
End of February. We have a couple 2.5-day trips, and then
Nice.
We start getting busy
like
in April.
That style trips?
Yeah. Just rockfish.
How awesome.
Yeah, we had good lingcod fishing last year.
Yeah.
So it was fun. We saw bluefin, but the groups weren't really into bluefin fishing. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So tell us about the Pacific Voyager and your deal with.
So I just bought the boat this past year, so this is my first year of ownership. I partnered with Allier from the Player Supreme and Frank Lopresti. We're 65-foot fiberglass charter boat out of San Diego, or Mission Bay, Seaforth Landing. And we mostly, primarily charters. We have a couple open parties in the spring for the most part, but mostly charter fishing. We take up to 20 people, staterooms, all that. So it's kind of like a mini long-range boat.
Yeah, totally. And what are your average lengths of trips last year? I mean, it was a lot of overnights. Is it a day and a half? Is it 2 days? Like, what's the most common trip you guys are doing?
Two to 4 days for the most part. Occasionally, we have like two overnights, but for the most part, 2 threes and 4s.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And having a boat like that that's got staterooms and it's big and it's comfortable. I mean, that it's such a unique thing because you get to, you know, you get, like you said, a next level of comfort on a shorter trip.
Yeah, and we're also a zone 2 boat, so that allows us to go further.
Oh, that's a big deal.
Yeah, so most boats can only go 170 miles. We can go pretty much all the way to Cedros.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And how many do you normally carry?
for the most part, like 13 to 18 people, I'd say. I'd say like 15, 16 guys is our average group.
That's awesome, man. And what a great boat, too. And I know that, like you said, it was one year of ownership. How does it go being on the other side of things instead of working for somebody else, having that thing under your tutelage? How'd the season go?
It was really good. You know, obviously it's a big change.
Yeah.
So many things are like, oh, did you complete this? And you're like, I didn't know that was supposed to be done. There's definitely a lot of that. But you know, it was really good. You know, get to run the boat how you want it to be run, and it went a lot better than I could have honestly ever expected.
That's
awesome,
Max.
Well, hey, we have a caller right now. I believe it's Brian from the Independence. Good morning, Brian. All right. So anyway, yeah, sorry about that. We were expecting a call. Our system here sometimes doesn't show who it is, so we have to just kind of go for it. But Brian from the Independence calling because they're on their way out. They're getting ready, and he wants to talk about how great the fishing is on the long range. But the long range guys are getting them, huh?
Been very good.
Yeah.
Unreal.
You ever jump on with Aliar when he's doing a long range?
I did some when I was younger. The first year he on the boat, I did like 4 of those long trips in 8 to 10 days.
On the Polaris Spring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got a little taste of it, but just Rocks Ridge and Coast pretty much.
But, man, what's amazing to me about you is that you got this opportunity from Aliar and Captain Frank Lopresti, and you just ran with it and have done a phenomenal job taking on a boat that had a great legacy, the Pacific Voyager and Mark and all that he did, and then here you run with it. And you're 21, is that right?
I just turned 22 in August.
Oh, man, he's getting old.
Yeah,
old man now.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Good for you, for sure. So what was a highlight this year of the season?
You know, in June we actually did a lot of sea bass fishing, which was something I've never done, but we kind of found out some sea bass fishing at Clemente and all that, and that was pretty cool. Obviously, we didn't turn our fish counts in that month, but
yeah.
it was pretty fun fishing. You know?
So you were truly keeping the tradition of the Pacific Voyager.
Yeah, yeah.
That was in June.
Yeah, for the most part, we had some all the way through September.
Wow.
So we'd mix it in with trips where you go and start off do sea bass and then go do your tuna fishing.
No kidding.
Again, how fun, because you got a charter group, so you get to do what you want to do. I mean, not that you don't always, but you know what I mean. Like it's just different. You don't have to, you know, if there's options and cool things, you don't have to follow the norm and worry about a guy being bummed because he booked this trip and he booked his one spot and he wants to go spend all the time tuna fishing. Like you get to mix in all that cool stuff because it's your trip.
Yeah, I mean, these groups, they come out just to have a good time. When you book a year in advance, you don't know what kind of fishing you're going to have, but you know you're going with 15 or 20 of your buddies, and you know they're, you know. We have days where we're messing around fishing trigger fish at Coronado Island,
sure.
And guys have a great time doing that. And
yeah, fun.
I love it, man. That's cool.
So it's pretty much all charter?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think from the first week of May till almost till Thanksgiving next year, we're pretty much sold out. So
good for you.
We have dates in November and a little bit in April and May. But
wow.
Yeah.
So now you were talking about doing some colonet trips and stuff. Are those open party or are those charters?
Those are charters, but we do have like openings in March, so we'll probably put up a couple, you know, coastal trips in March. The tribute runs like day and a half around that same time, so we don't really want to step on their toes, but we might do a couple trips.
Yeah. How fun.
That's cool, man.
Because I'm sure a lot of our listeners are listening right now, so I want to try this boat out, man. This guy's hot. So that might be an opportunity.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes groups get openings, so like I'll post it on like our Instagram and stuff, and you know, sometimes a group has a spot or two, and I'll try and put it up to help them fill it. So
they planned on taking 20, and then 5 guys had to drop off for whatever reason. There might be a shot to slide in on the boat.
Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly.
Wow, how fun! And your typical charter guys are 15.
Yeah, I'd say 15 on average. Some guys want to pay more to have less, and it seems like a lot of guys like to do that. Just more space on the boat, and you know, most guys are willing to pay $100 more to be in tangles all day.
What would be less, like 10?
Yeah, we have some guys that take 10, 12, 13 guys.
Wow.
I mean, even 15 on our boat's pretty spacious, you know.
Yeah. Big boat.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And especially the, you know, with the nighttime fishing that you guys had such a good run of this year, it's you know, like it takes 15 people. It's nothing. That's cool.
Yeah.
And how was the tuna fish season as a whole for you guys? I mean, it seemed like this year gave us a little bit of everything. There was times when there was bait fishing and times when there was jig fishing. Like, how was kind of the recap of the season for you guys on the boat this year?
It was really good for us. I mean, there's consistent opportunities for the most part. I mean, it wasn't easy. Like, the fish were moving around a lot, and, you know, it wasn't always full speed fishing, which we're not expecting it to be, but it was consistent, you know, especially the end of the season. It was nice to have like consistent small fish. We pretty much had, anytime we could get out to Cortez Bank, we had limits for the last couple months, pretty much.
Jeez. And the volume of fish this year, pretty outstanding.
It seemed like more than last year especially that small fish. There's a lot of small fish that showed up this year, which we like to see, because that's
good.
You know, more fish pushing in for the future.
Yeah.
And our early season has really gotten big fish. We had a lot of, we're pretty much primarily fishing 100-pound fish through July.
Wow. Was that night fishing mostly?
Yeah, it was pretty much all nighttime for us. I mean, it's so hard. Even if they want to bite during the day, it's so hard to land them.
Yeah.
You know, if you're lucky, you hook them on 40 or 50-pound, it's still a battle rather than... Nighttime, you can throw on 40 or 50 of them real quick.
Yeah, with 130-pound test.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Is that the difference? Is that the difference maker? It's just they just don't bite the heavy line in the daytime?
Yeah, it just seems like they just don't bite in general during the day anymore. I mean, occasionally you catch a kite fish or a fly line fish, but I mean, I think before June we had like 8 fish during the day.
No kidding.
It was pretty much all at night. You know, you spend all day figuring out where to be at night, and then you do your night fishing, but you have to get everyone to switch over, like, all right, you got to sleep during the day and be awake all night, and that was kind of a big change for a lot of our people.
Well, you think about how that changed. I mean, we've been fishing here bluefin for years and not catching bluefin for years, and you think about whoever figured out that that's the deal with the bluefin, that nighttime, that's when you got to fish them.
It's
it changed everything, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, how fast you can bring fish in, and, you know, to be able to catch such big fish, you know, for your average person, or you're not trolling a Mad Mac or flying a kite or something, to legitimately be able to catch a 200-pounder on a jig and do it all on your own is pretty cool.
How about the tackle things have changed? Like, we've, you know, it started with, you know, flat falls, and then it's progressed into different lures and jigs and jigging rods versus rail rods. And, you know, you've got to see all of it, and you've got to see all grades of fish. Like, where do you fall on that in terms of using, you know, traditional heavy tackle, kind of new school jigging tackle, size of fish, all that kind of?
I just do the rail rod stuff. I mean, the jigging works, but what I've noticed is all these people are buying these $2,000 jigging setups, and you got to remember, they're not rail rods. You can't put them to the rail. Yeah. A lot of them don't have a low gear ratio. So for your average person, they get their butt kicked.
There's no bend in the rod. I mean,
no,
there is, though.
I don't think they really get bit that much more. I mean, I'd say at least 70% of our fish are on the drop. It's like your jigging, your $2,000 jigging setup isn't making it drop any better. So I personally think a rail rod's just, obviously it's great for smaller fish, and anyone could wind a 60-pounder in on a jigging setup. And for the right person, they are powerful.
Yeah,
they're great. They're awesome. But
I know what you're saying. You're not knocking it, but for most people, buy a rod that the rod's going to do a lot of work for you, buy a reel that the reel's going to do a lot of the work for you.
Yeah, because there's days we're fishing anything from 8-pound fish to 250-pounders. You know, you're getting 200-pound fish, not a bad idea to drop the rail rod instead of your jigging setup. Yeah.
The rail is your friend in that case. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So you were saying they don't... I mean, you land a lot of fish fast at night. Do you think that they fight less at night, or it's just the tackle?
It's probably both. I mean, you know, we're catching them with knife jigs that have 7-8-aught hooks. You're not fishing a number two Mutu circle hook in the corner. And
you're hurting them.
You got 200-pound leader, whatever. Like, you
not coming off.
Yeah, you're not gonna pull the hook. You're not gonna break them off. You can you can really pull on them. You know, for the most part, it shouldn't take more than 20 minutes on a fish. Maybe a 200-pounder, you know, might be a 45-minute battle, but you're not fishing them, you're not fighting them for hours and hours. And our big thing, too, is, like, if you get stuck on a fish for 2 hours, if it's a 2-hour bite window, that one fish just wasted the 15 other people's time, you know. And if you get them in quick, you can get on a stop for 100, you know, who knows. But you got to get them in quick.
And is that night fishing pretty much always kind of run and gun? It's like find a school, catch a few, move it on.
It really depends on the night. You know, some nights you got to find the one school and you get stopped. You're going to have a big, long drift for a couple hours and you catch all you want, or slow plunk or whatever, but yeah. It depends. A lot of times it's run and gun all night where you catch, if you're catching 2 to 5 fish a night, you do 10 stops, you had yourself a good night, you know?
Yeah. Big ones.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. Now, this fish that you caught toward the end of the season, the smaller great fish, was that daytime and nighttime fish?
It was pretty much all daytime.
All daytime?
Yeah, you know, like Cortez Bank, there's not really fishing schools, you know, we're fishing spots or scattered fish.
You're kind anchored?
Yeah, it's mostly anchor fishing. We had we had some drift fishing, but for the most part, it was all anchor fishing. It kind of builds on you, but we did have like a month ago where we were sitting on the anchor catching them at night for like a week there.
Wow.
For good night fishing before the sun came up.
Yeah.
Fishing cold snipers and stuff.
Yeah. What's it like anchoring on the Cortez or the Tanner Bank? Is it kind of freaky because it could get, you could snag your gear or what's
no, it's pretty cool, honestly. I mean, we're a lot of what we're fishing was like in 60 fathoms, so like 360 feet of water. We're fishing deep water and you're off the edge of the bank, but it's cool to see like a wave breaking in the middle of the ocean, you know, by a high spot there.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That bank's really special. I mean, we pretty much for the last couple months we've had consistent opportunities on yellowtail, and obviously there's awesome rock fishing there, you know, huge reds and sheephead and all that. So you get done on your bluefin, there's more stuff to do. You don't have to make a 60-mile move to some island or something. You know, you can go drive 3 miles, go catch your yellowtail, drive another few miles, go catch your rockfish.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it more on the Cortez versus the Tanner this year?
Yeah, it was pretty much all Cortez.
All Cortez back.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Because last year it was like kind of Tanner, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It just
moves around.
Year by year. You know, like this last couple water months, the water in Tanner's just been like 4 degrees colder and green. And yeah.
How far away is it?
It's the close end of Cortez is 90 miles. The far end's like 105.
And then how far between the Tanner and the Cortez?
Like 20 miles.
And that's it. And the conditions be that much different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
Pretty amazing. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Captain Max Nui from the Pacific Voyage out of C4 Sport Fishing.
Yeah, no doubt. A great dude and a lot of fun and some great fishing to talk about. And we're just going to have a lot of fun with you. If you want to join us this morning on The Fan, give us a call at 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can send us a text. The text the show, already kicking off a bunch of great questions here for Max. Going to be a lot of fun doing that. If you want to text in your question to the show, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's easy to find. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. And you can catch all the archive shows. If you missed yesterday's show with Captain Taro or the week previous with Captain Brian Kiyohara and the boys from Cal Star, John and Chris, some really great shows here on Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all of those posted on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And it's your only way to text in your question to Max today. When you do send a text, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number along with your question is all we need. Because if you win the big prize, we want to make sure to get it to you. And boy, speaking of big prize, you can see Pete grabbing right there. We've got a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses for one lucky caller or text. And the way that's decided is at the end of the show, Max will flip a coin, and that'll decide whether it's coming from the caller or the texter side. And you're going to win a brand new pair of Tuna Alley Pros, a really, really nice pair of glasses. It's a square frame with a wrap to it, but it's not like a super aggressive wrap. It's just a really good-looking pair of
Fits
Costas.
A lot of faces.
Yeah, it's one of our most popular that we sell in the tackle super store popular. For sure. These ones are a copper-silver mirror, so you get that great... a copper lens is really nice. It still darkens things up on a bright day, but it provides color contrast, makes things pop really good. Your eyes will relax in them. It's a really nice pair. These obviously have that great 580 glass. A really, really nice pair. In addition to those Costas, you're also going to get a brand new 2026 Bill Varney CCA calendar, which is available now, all the landings, all the tackle stores, and I know you can get it on Bill's website.
Time to get your calendar, because tomorrow is December 1st.
Yeah, crazy.
Hard to believe, right?
Crazy.
Last day of November today.
Pretty wild.
Hey, one thing I want to mention is we're talking about fishing and stuff like that. Next weekend is a really special weekend on Let's Talk Hookup. Every weekend's a special weekend on Let's Talk Hookup, but our first week in December. Next Saturday is an amazing group. We have Tom Green, Carlos Sabonis, and Adrian, the fish spotters,
that's cool.
The show.
All three of them
are going to come in. These are the guys that go out. Of course, Tom's retired now, but Carl, of course, has all those amazing pictures you see of those bluefin skulls and stuff like that.
That's so cool.
And puts people on. And Adrian, of course, a partner in Sagal Sport Fishing, right. And he also fish spots for the commercial guys down below and stuff like that. So that's going to be an amazing show. And then next Sunday, Camp Frank Lopresti.
There you go.
The big guy will be here. So that's next Saturday and Sunday. You don't want to miss it on Let's Talk Hookup. And like Rick said, like I was in the Detroit airport yesterday, just before the snowstorm hit, and I was listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app loud and clear, and you can listen on that Let's Talk Hookup app anywhere.
Yeah.
You guys did a great job on the show, you and Corey and Taro, fantastic. And then when Carl joined in, that was really fantastic. Yeah, that was really cool.
He was pumped, you know, and I know we're going to hear more about it later in the show, but just the fall fishing that those guys are having right now is just unbelievable. And I know everybody's licking their chops. Thanksgiving is always a fun time around the landings because every boat in the fleet comes in for that. And this was just an extra special one because the fishing that they're having right now is so good. Like, every guy who drives the boat was, like, chomping to get back down there because, you know, it's a couple days coming home. It's a day or two for the holiday. It's a day or two before they get back again. And, like, it's good. Like, it's not a little bit good. It's real good down there.
Yeah.
So. And, you know, it was so fun having Carl in here. Like, everything is at play in the lower zone. There's good wahoo fishing to be had. There's good ridge fishing to be had. There's small tuna. There's big tuna on the lower end. It's cool. Yeah, those guys are going to have a really good time.
Yeah, and Taro is great, too, because talking about all the kind of new things that he's doing with the Liberty and stuff like that. So it's fun. Thank you, guy. Thanks to you and Corey.
We had a good time.
Covering for me while I was back doing the family duty back there.
That's right.
The Midwest. Just glad to be home.
We couldn't help but joke, too. Like, it seems like the last few years, Pete goes back, you know, back east, and it's just cold and snowstorm. And, you know, it was board short and T-shirt weather yesterday.
Oh, I know.
It was pretty nice.
I saw it.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show. Again, if you want to join us, you got a question for Max, you want to talk some Pacific Voyager, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Or, again, send us that text on the Let's Talk Hookup app. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, reading those texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
The Ford Black Friday Sell-A-Thon is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. This sell-a-thon, for 4 days only, get the best offers of the season on an incredible selection of Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs. Plus, get an extra $1,000 on your trade-in. It's your chance to save, whether it's America's best-selling F-Series trucks, the capable Bronco family of SUVs, or the all-electric favorites like the Mustang Mach-E and F-150 Lightning. Visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you this season during the Black Friday Sell-A-Thon. Residency restrictions and exclusions apply. These Black Friday Sell-A-Thon savings are only here until December 1st. So rush into your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing, talking Pacific Voyager again. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973 is how you do it.
Yeah, for sure. Phones are packing up. Look at that. We have Captain Frank Lopresti from waiting to talk to Max.
Good morning,
Frank. Great to talk to you.
Hey, Frank.
Well, all I can tell you is the Royal Polaris, the Polaris Supreme, are arriving on the ridge today. I'm sure they're going to start looking for tuna, and then they're going to probably venture outside to try and find wahoo. But my main reason for calling is Shogun is leaving on Wednesday. They only have 14 people. There's 11 openings. And then on the 7th, we have a 10-day trip with 5 openings. So if anybody's interested in making the trip, we would love to have them aboard, okay?
Frank, the trip on Wednesday on the Shogun is how long?
It's a 4-day. It'll be fishing bluefin and yellowfin down around Ranger Bend.
Yeah.
Man, what
good
an
timing.
Opportunity. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, especially with how good that fishing has been for all those guys, a great one. And yeah, man, like you say, strike while the iron's hot. There's been some excellent fishing down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Very good talking to you guys. You guys have a nice morning.
Thanks, Frank.
I thought you were going to say good things about Max, Frank.
Oh, well, I didn't realize he was on the show here. I'm kind of busy right now, but hello, Max, and good things to say about him. Everybody loves Max, okay?
All right. Roger, Frank. All right. Get back to your biz there and
All right, talk to you guys later.
Thanks for that.
Take care.
Shogun, 2 trips on the show.
How cool.
How amazing is that, that there's 10 spots left on a 4-day trip leaving Wednesday
right.
on the Shogun?
Especially with
that
how
this doesn't happen.
Especially with how good that Ranger Bank fishing is. And that's the length of trip that really takes to do that right. You know, that's a ways down. And there was several boats, Aliar and, you know, guys that had really good scores doing it on a 3-day trip, but it just doesn't give you the time to do it proper, and a 4-day sure does. That's going to be some good living.
No doubt about it. All right. Well, let's jump into the phones. You want to get through? Jeff is standing by at the fan, 833-288-0973. Have a chance to win that pair of Costa sunglasses along with the Bill Varney calendar.
Edward in University City is going to get us started off here at Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Edward.
Hey, hi, guys. I've got a question here. Okay, when you're jigging in that and you're down pretty deep, does the color really matter? And also, I could find out maybe what lures or jigs that would work best for me, the tuna.
You know, that definitely color makes a difference to a certain point. You know, personally, I like to try and just match it to an anchovy as much as possible. You know, silvers, blues, pinks, black can be a good color. Red's good. You know, the one thing I would lean away towards is, like, when snipe fishing first started, we all did those classic flat falls, and we had these glow-in-the-dark neon yellow lures, and you're hitting them, getting them as bright as possible with lights. Nothing down there is glow-in-the-dark. Most of these fish that they're feeding on is anchovy and something called a lantern fish, which is like almost like a black anchovy. So they're feeding on little bait fish down there. That, you know, you don't need a bright glow-in-the-dark jig.
They have eyes that are amazing.
It's unbelievable. You know, I've definitely noticed, at least this year, I don't know if we're figuring it out more, if they're a little more picky, but we've definitely been fishing smaller jigs, you know, like 250-gram jigs. Personally, in terms of brand, SK jig is a great, it's $25 for a lure. Their stock hooks are good. You know, that's a good, like, cheap version. That's mostly what I fish, is just a blue and silver SK jig. Obviously, your tungstens are really, really good. You know, like a 250-gram jig para tungsten, they're great, but, you know, they are expensive for some guys.
Sure. Not necessary.
Yeah, not necessary, but it is a good tool to have in your box. West Coast HDs, those are another good one. But anything small,
smaller profile.
A 250 gram jig that looks like an anchovy, pretty much.
And how about hooks? Treble hook, assist hooks, top, bottom. What's the max preferred rig?
I definitely would recommend rope hooks. You know, I've seen rigs where guys do a 10-aught J hook welded to their bottom hook, and we've noticed we pull the hook on 80% of fish on that because there's no give to that. You know, the rope can twist around and all that, and when you're burning a jig, your lure's helicoptering so fast that it's just the moment they grab a hook that's welded to that jig, it's not hooking them properly. Treble hooks, you know, some guys do it. I think they're okay on, like, smaller Colt snipers and all that. What I've noticed is those Eddie bombs are 16-ounce weights, and guys have a treble hook straight to them. We end up pulling the hook a lot on that, you know. If guys aren't pulling on them hard enough, the moment you let it go slack, you have a 16-ounce weight directly attached to your hook. It's gonna drop any second you let it go slack. So, a lot of people have trebles on them, but I really do push for rope hooks just because it has that twist in it, you know, even if the jig drops, you know, it's not going to be twisting that hook out.
Oh. And bluefin shake their heads and just love to shake hookers out.
Oh, yeah. They're very good at it. Very, very good at it.
Definitely. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. Have a good text.
I thought so, and it was in regards to what Max was talking about earlier with the charter. He said, man, this is so great to hear, Max. What a great addition to the C4th fleet. I'd really love to try the boat, but I'm not a charter group guy. I'm wondering if there's any way to get on a waiting list for openings, and I also want to compliment the social media from Pacific Voyager.
So for the most part, I don't really have a wait list. Maybe I'll try and set up something like that for this year. If you'd like, you can contact me. My phone number is 949-241-6106. Once again, that's 949-241-6106. Or you can just message me on the our Instagram. But I try and post it. I'll put up on the story on Instagram and all that, and I got to figure out how to set up a Facebook. I'm not very techie.
But you do. I mean, it deserves compliment. That's not an easy thing to take time out of your day when you're worried about passengers and fish and everything else. And you do a fantastic job just about daily of this is what we're doing and this is what we're catching. And it's more to the benefit of, you know, whatever you call it, the angling community, because you're done. You're like, this is a perfect example. Like, Max doesn't really need to be on here today to promote. You're already sold out for next year. But it's part of the deal, and it's part of the fun, and it's part of everything that you guys do. And you do a really good job on your social media of explaining to guys what's happening and what you're doing and where you're catching them. And, you know, that's still all time out of the day, you know, for doing it. And you guys do a great job.
And yeah. What's your handle on Instagram?
It's just Pacific Voyager Sport Fishing.
Pacific Voyager.
Yeah, simple.
Yeah,
easy to find.
But again, if somebody wants to call, what's your phone number again, and just say, hey, give me your number, and if something pops up, I'll call you.
Yeah, 949-241-6106. You guys are welcome to text or call me anytime.
Text or call you.
But like you said, though, when you do have openings, the conventional method would be you put that out on your Instagram. That's kind of the move.
I'll put it out there. We don't have a huge following. I think we have like 3,000 people or something on it. First year, but yeah, it seems like it helps with the charter groups. A lot of groups, you know, that someone drops out last minute, they have a family thing, or they don't feel like going fishing anymore because the weather looks bad, or whatever, you know. But anytime someone drops out, we put it up on the social media.
How often is that the guaranteed of an epic trip? If you guys drop off when you know it's going to be good, and if you guys drop off because there's a hurricane that's 400 miles south of Cabo San Lucas, that's going to be no effect of you, but they're like, I'm out. Like, nothing guarantees an epic trip better than that.
Every time. Yeah.
I'll always hear the guys in the office at the tackle store like, sir, I'm telling you, that is not going to affect you. Your weather's going to be beautiful. There's a storm that's 1,200 miles away from here. You're fine. And like, no, I still want to drop off. Like, nothing guarantees an epic trip like that. That's it. It's going to be good.
For sure. All right. Cool. Well, hey, I have a great text here. It's from Rob in Seal Beach. And Rob wants to know, says, I know what is Captain Max's biggest fish this year?
We didn't get any monster bluefin. I'd say our biggest bluefin is 220 this year. Our biggest fish personally caught is actually a 360-pound swordfish yesterday.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You pulled on that bad boy, huh?
I didn't pull on it, but I was on the boat.
You were
with
on the boat with the guys.
Four guys. That was the biggest fish I've seen caught this year. We had three swordfish yesterday.
That's a good day.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That's a good season.
That's a good season.
Yeah. That's a good, let's be real, that's a good lifetime.
That's a good lifetime,
Yeah, we had one the day before as well, so it was good.
It's good fishing.
Four fish in 2 days.
Only two times I've gone fishing in the last 2 years for those things.
That's
so
incredible.
I should quit while I'm ahead.
Yeah, well, sounds like it's good.
Yeah.
That's so rad.
That's good. That's great. Well, hey, let's jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Chuck, and Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Sounds like you did, Matt, out there. Crazy. That's an accomplishment, catching that, man. But, you know, from the first overnight trip on the Fury with you, what were you, like 13, to what you've done now, it's so proud to just see how humble you are.
No, I appreciate
it. It's just great.
And, yeah, you're another Dana Ware sport fishing protege, right?
Yeah, I started on the Clemente, same as Aliar, Landfill, all those guys.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Down there with the Aquarius, all those guys.
Hanging out with Chuck.
What's your favorite trip?
What's your favorite
trip?
Like trip length?
Yeah.
Probably like a 3 day.
4 or 5. Yeah, 3 day.
I like 3 day. Yeah. You know, you got the range to go somewhere far if you have to. Obviously, your limit's big, and you have more options to do, like, variety fishing, you know? You're not just stuck for bluefin for 3 days. If you wanted, you know, you could go do bluefin one day, yellowtail another day, finish up with rockfish or something like that.
Other question. What's your favorite outfit you use all the time? What do you grab?
You know, I really like those old-school fathoms, you know, whether it's a daytime fishing, I'm doing, like, a fathom 25 narrow or, like, the fathom 40s at night. That's definitely my go-to. Fathom 40 is kind of pushing on like 200-pound fish, but it's just a very durable reel, and they're not $600.
And they're super easy to use, you know. So.
Oh, yeah, they're
cool.
Simple.
All right, man. Congratulations. Thanks, Jeff. Merry Christmas.
All right.
Yeah,
like December 1st tomorrow.
That's pretty wild. I had another great text here. I just changed the screen. It says, good morning, boys. What a fun show already. I've never got a chance to fish the Pacific Voyager, but that boat looks so slick on the water. I'm curious about what the bunk setup is like, and also had a question about fishing spots like Cortez and Tanner. Does your rod bundle change with all of the other type of fishing you might do on a trip like that? Could you go over what an appropriate quiver would be to on a 2 to 3 day trip that's fishing Cortez, and then also talk a little bit about the boat?
So in terms of staterooms, we have 6 four-man staterooms, so five go to the passengers. So, you know, we can sleep 20 passengers. That's why a lot of guys do like 15 people for the most part, because you get an open bunk in each room.
Throw all your gear.
Yeah, the forward room, you don't need, there's a lot of space up there, so you don't need an open bunk. But we have 4 bow bunks that are all double wide, so it's kind of a balance. If the weather's nice, you take those. If the weather's not nice, you might not want to be right on the bow. But, you know, they're four people per room, air conditioning, all that. It's pretty nice. It's not two-man or anything like that, but it's pretty cool to not be packed into with 30 people in a little room.
And how many staterooms are there?
There's 6 total. One for crew, five for passengers.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what's your total capacity if somebody, if like a charter group wants to take more than
20 is the most we do.
20 is the max.
Yeah, just because you know the amount of bunks we cut the bunks down to 20. That way you can do staterooms and all that.
Do you ever have 20?
Occasionally, you know, like for 2 days, 20 is fine for 2 days.
Oh.
That's the thing. We're talking about 20 guys. It's a 65-foot boat. I mean, that's the thing. Like at max capacity, there's still a bunch of room.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm sure in previous configurations, that boat held a considerable amount more people.
Oh, yeah.
You just built it for the premium experience.
Yeah, definitely. Our specialty is ultra-limited load, you know, like it. But for the most part, we do like 15 people. It seems like, especially for like the 3-4 day trips, having less people, you just have so much space. You know, everyone can sit in the galley. I think we sit about 15 people in the galley.
Wow.
And
what's your food like?
You know, it's standard stuff, pretty much. Nothing like crazy fancy. We have a breakfast, a lunch, you know, a midday snack, and then we try and do some kind of nice dinner, whether it's tri-tip or you know something like that. But
And is that food included in the charter price?
No, it's usually additional. We usually do it by per person because we have so many limited load groups. It right. kind of gives an incentive. Like if you want to take 12 people, it's not. It's a little bit cheaper. Yeah, sure. In theory, it's not. You're not paying. Not someone's not paying for meals for two people. Right. You know.
Yeah, and then each individual covers their own food.
Yeah.
So it's like a galley tab thing.
It depends. Some charter masters like to just collect it all. That way they have a set price. I you know, because they can calculate
like
it.
Here's
or whatever.
The food package.
Yeah.
You can buy a food package.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see. All right, cool.
That's it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be checking in with Catch Reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more with Max. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff, and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
The reels that Southern California anglers have been waiting for are here. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 40A and 50A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. Shimano has increased the fishability of the larger Talica models by reducing rotational resistance at high drag and improving durability in critical positions within the reel. The all-new Talica 40A and 50A now boast Infinity Drive, which employs two drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system, while at the same time increasing winding power under a load by as much as 40%. The new Talica is built around a more compact, cold-forged machine aluminum one-piece frame. Plus, there's also a new higher high gear built with a Southern California angler in mind. The new Talica 40 and 50A are available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing. Already been a very busy morning, as you can imagine. Phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Max and send in a text. Also have a shot at winning those Costa glasses. If you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973. With that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It is time for a Catch Report today, sponsored by Gamakatsu. They have an amazing lineup of fishing accessories that are now available in the lineup from Gamakatsu. It includes fillet knives, everyday carry knives, those great G-boxes and bags to store your tackle, the ceramic braid scissors, and more. You can see your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com for more information. We're going to head up to Dana Ward Sport Fishing. We got him, Captain Brian. Willie's on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening, Max? What's up, man? How are you, bud?
Good. It's been a while since I've talked to you.
Is this one of your trainers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the early days.
I've known him since I was probably five.
The good old days.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, check. I just sent you a cool pic, Rick. You have to check it out. This is a famous classic picture of Max and I back when he was in our kids' camp and cutting his teeth. Yeah.
Wow. That was from a kids' camp trip?
Yeah. No, I think it was just a half day.
Check that out. Wow.
That's a pretty serious bass. We'll have to post that up on our Instagram. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure.
So good stuff, man. It's just good to see these kids come through the ranks and just excel at their craft. It's amazing. So good work. Keep the ball rolling, Max.
I appreciate
stuff,
it,
man.
That's so cool.
So for us this week, gosh, man, this weather was just a big role in our week. It was beautiful. Beautiful weather.
Killing
happy
me,
guys. I know. It's so
I was
nice.
Back there freezing my butt off.
I mean, it's cold in the morning, but, you know, by 10:30, 11, the jackets are off, and it's just nice on the water.
Oh, it sounded great. No, I was in Michigan, so it was really cold back there.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I'm glad to be home.
Fall out, for sure. So our half-day guys with that good weather kind of took advantage of that. Some fly line action this week. You know, we had a little low on some of that this last couple weeks, but there was some action on the surface there for the guys with the live sardine. That's a nice, like, 5-inch sardine for our bait this week. So that fished well for some of those guys near the surface. 63 to 65 degrees was our water temps. And in some areas, again, man, you can see the bottom in 6-7 fathoms. It was just really clear, really clean. So some good action there. Guys fishing the bottom with the dropper loops did well on the sand bass. Whitefish, some sheephead and stuff like that. Just, you know, bag fillers, that type of deal for those half-day guys. Our three-quarter day, still really been rockfish, you know, centered. Out deep on the 14, a couple good days this week. I'd say things are still a little tight out there. They're not anywhere near full potential just because there's quite a bit of squid on that bank there still. So that fish is, you know, has its fill of that. But day-to-day would be a real honest call on that. Guys fishing the jigs did well too, but still nice quality on the Floridas and the Chilis. Again, nice conditions, so lighter jigs. I think guys were getting away with like 250 to 300 grams on their jigs out there this week. But the local rockfish down off San Onofre has been great too. Just solid mixed bags of Chilis, Boccaccio, and then plenty of other stuff to kind of fill in the cracks there. Whitefish, lots of sculpin starting to push in here with some of that water cooling off down deep and whatnot. So just good mixed bags of that stuff for us this week across the board. Really, that was pretty much our week. Just busy with the holidays, you can imagine. But fishing, still hard to tell that it's winter here. Easy for you, right, Pete, being someplace where it's cold, but
yeah.
Really hard to call this winter by any stretch of the imagination. And it looks like
we'll take it, though.
The weather ahead this week looks amazing as well. So, guys want to hop on a trip, give us a jingle here. You can call us 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web at danawarf.com. And I will also just remind everyone, still having that Black Friday sale, will run through the end of the day today. So 30% off on those half and three-quarter day passes. Just go to danawarf.com, go to the gift certificates link, and you can buy up to 10 at that discount until the end of the day. So it's online only. You can't go in the office and do it. You got to do it online. You can also, those of you that are our Instagram followers, you can click the link on our Instagram bio, and that'll take you directly to the purchase page there on the website. So super awesome way to save a few bucks and to get a jump on some early Christmas shopping if you wanted to go that route for your
And
life.
How long are those certificates good for, Brian?
I believe they're good until you use them.
Wow.
I don't think they're
so
going to expire because they have that value attached to them. So
30% off half and three-quarter day trips, and by the end of the day today, and you can buy up to 10 of them.
Right.
Wow. Yep. That's a great deal. And you can
and
link
they just
that
send you a set of codes.
Yeah. Oh, it has a code on it?
Yeah, so what happens is they'll send you an email with a list of codes, and then when you go to book online, you just enter the codes as like a discount code, right, when you're buying something online. Enter the discount code, and boom, you're booked, and you're good to go. So it's super streamlined, super simple, all via email, and it just keeps it real nice and easy.
Wow. Dana Wharf, sportfishing.com, or you can link that right through the Let's Talk Hookup website or your Instagram, whatever. That's fantastic. Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, happy holidays to you, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time. Keep going, Max.
Awesome.
Have a good one. See you guys.
See ya.
Thanks. Appreciate
it. See you, Woolley.
Yeah, fantastic. Some great texts coming through, some great calls. If you want to get through on the calls, 833-288-0973. Jeff is standing by at the fan, and we're giving away again a pair of Costa sunglasses, the Tuna Alley Pro with the copper silver mirror lens, 580 glass lens, and that Bill Varney calendar.
You got it. Hey, well, I had a great text come through. It said, Max, I'm in the market for a new surface iron rod and reel for Christmas. Could you give me a rundown on what your favorite outfit is for fishing yellowtail at the Coronado Islands?
No, I wouldn't say I'm a rod nerd by any means, and I'm not great with all of them. you know, personally, obviously, like the classic Seeker Alua 100s and all that are really good rods. Like CalStar 90Js or 100Js are really good options as well. Those are the ones that I have for the most part. My rod selection is usually like someone's like, hey, I have a jig stick for sale. You want to buy it? And I hold it. I shake it around a couple times and I buy it.
There
but
you go.
I'm not a, you know, I don't have any certain brand or anything that I'm really go with. I just see a rod and feel it and buy it usually.
30-pound, 40-pound, straight Spectra, straight mono. Where do you fall on that kind of stuff?
Personally, I do straight mono. You know, you could have half a spool of braid or something, but the big thing is you don't want to cast a splice going from your mono to your braid through your guides, because that usually ends in a big backlash, and everyone backlashes. Doesn't matter how good you are, you're going to backlash, and it's a lot easier to pick out mono over braid for sure. And I personally fish mono for everything. I like the stretch for fighting fish and all that.
Nice.
I love it.
Yeah, great. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
Got it, man. How about this time we talk to Hills, and Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. What's up, Hills? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, you guys. Man, that I really like Seaforth Landing to fish out of. It's exciting to go to, you know, Fisherman's Landing and H&M and Point Loma and all that, but, you know, Seaforth is just fantastic, I think. So that's pretty cool, Max. My question is, Max said he's not real techie, but he's young, so he might not know. I'm curious, what is this thing that you, I think I heard about it in Fishscope? It's like sea surface height from the satellite, like that does the chlorophyll and the terrapin, you know, deal. It's, the satellites can actually see the height, and there's a variation around in the
areas.
You know,
the two ones we use is, there's one called Terrapin, which you mentioned. You know, that's a satellite image that you have your subscription for, and it shows you the water clarity, you know, the chlorophyll, and it shows you temp breaks and all that. That one is all dependent, and it has to be sunny out. So springtime, useless tool. It's always cloudy out there. I'd say most of the time it's cloudy out there for us. It could be 100 degrees and sunny here in the summer, and it's cold and cloudy.
And you're not going to get an image.
Yeah, so you don't get an image, but it's a really good tool. It's very accurate. Now what we use for the most part is called SeaView. And, you know, what that gives us is a water picture. You can see sea surface. Mostly what we use it for is a 25-meter and a 50-meter picture. So the water, I don't know how it works. I don't understand it, but it works great. But it shows you, like water temp breaks down at 25 and 50 meters. It even shows deeper. We don't really use that. But, you know, a 25-meter and a 50-meter picture is really useful. And it's cloud-free, so you don't need cloud, you know. It can be super cloudy. Yeah, it updates every day. That is one of our biggest tools for fishing out there. You know, when fish disappear and we need to figure out where to go looking, you're not just blindly driving bank to bank.
So what are you looking for?
You know, some kind of temp break. You know, whether it's a warm bubble. You know, we've seen it where it's in the springtime where the 50-meter cooler bubble was actually a warm sea surface temperature. You know, where it's cold down below and warm up the surface. It really varies. Obviously, there's typically going to be on some kind of edge, some kind of break. And a lot of times, you know, if you see a fish in one area, you look at where it was on that break. And if they disappear, you go somewhere along that break to keep looking for them.
There you go. Hey, that's great. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that, Hills. That does free up 833-288-0973. Let's continue our catch report. Surf guru himself, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Gundy?
Doing good. You probably know Max from the old days, right?
Yes. What's up?
How's it going?
Boy, it's nice to have some reports finally, you know what I mean? What a tough little stretch with the weather. But I tell you what, you know, something that's curious is the water temperature. There's still some 64-degree water, still plenty warm. The guys, you know, one of the lobster divers said he saw some corbina, some croakers in the surf line, you know. So those fish are still around. Not too many catches. We're seeing more perch and then a nice jump in the halibut catch here on the backside of this weather. We'll start off at Hook, Line, Sinker, Santa Barbara. Halibut action picked up, and as usual, those western beaches get cleaner sooner. Mariposa, Hollister, Gaviota, all kicked out halibut in there. The guys are fishing, actually swim baits are doing the trick. They had a 33-inch fish there. Another angler had a 28, a 26, 24 with some scattered short fish in there. So not too bad. Not too bad of fishing. That that Goleta bite picked back up again with those short sea bass coming under the lights in the morning, and that was really good. A few legal fish, mostly shorts, and then the Cabazon were biting in the rocks on cut squid, or one angler had a 12 and a 14-inch fish on shrimp, so that's something that's starting to just come around the corner there. Just Fishing reported some good perch action on Hermosa, Manhattan Beach there, you know, 5 to 10-inch fish, maybe a kicker over that. Big fish reported good perch catches off Bolsa Chica there. Some halibut showing on Shoreline Drive. And then at the Bolsa Chica Inlet, there was a 35-inch fish, very nice fish taken. And then Oceanside reported the same, an uptick in halibut catches. White swim baits were the ticket. The good stretch, Carlsbad State Beach, South Oceanside, Encinitas, all through there. Like I said, the conditions are good. The water's cleaned up. And there's some, you know, there's a little bit of bait around, and so guys are seeing some good conditions for this time of year. Some you don't really expect, but that's how this whole year's played out.
That sounds good. Gundy Gunnarsson, yeah. Surf Guru, still time, and everything seems late this year, so keep on fishing. That's the key, right?
Hey, 64-degree water, that's the Mendoza line, you know? When it drops below, we wind down, so he's still at the edge here.
Very good. All right, Gundy, thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate the report.
See you, Gundy. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another full hour. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
3 kayaks, 6 surfboards, 10 rods, and 1 truck bound for Baja. That's where my brother and I's most recent quest into the Baja Peninsula began, in search of waves, fish, and fun. We are able to transport all the kayaks, rods, and boards without straps due to the easy transportation of the Hobie iTrack inflatable kayaks. We brought a tandem and 2 singles, the I-9 and 11, and they were totally enough to get all 6 of the boys onto some of the best halibut and grouper fishing of their lives. Now, you might be thinking, 3 kayaks? I thought a tandem and 2 singles would only be able to fit 4 people. Well, a simple lawn chair on the back of the kayak was enough to turn the 2 single kayaks into tandems. Catching upwards of 100 fish a day in the mangroves, ranging from 15-pound grouper to tons of legal halibut, we had our fill and headed back to the States. Check out the full video of this trip on our YouTube channel, Fastlane SC, or come by our shop in Mission Bay and check out a Hobie inflatable kayak. See you soon.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego.
Hey, it's Chris Zello. You want a difference of opinion? We'll have that for you. Join Tony Gwynn Jr. and myself weekdays from 2 to 6 on 97.3 The Fan.
And Odyssey Sports Station.